expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
And this is an encore presentation of a previously broadcast Generations Talk Radio. This originally aired on May 23rd.
I am embracing aging. If you want to join in the chat room and comment on the show, you can do so at kcnr1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. My guest this morning is Rich Pennell from Vitek Mortgage Group. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, Sharon. How are you today?
I am good. And so let's recap a little bit because I haven't been on the air since the Healthy Aging Fair. What did you think of it?
Thought it was great.
Yeah.
Got a lot of good contacts. Got a chance to answer a lot of questions people had. Had a chance to talk to a lady that's been thinking about a reverse mortgage for 10 years now. She's in her mid-70s. Mm-hmm. And when she retired, she looked at it and she's not sure she wanted to do it. So she's been kind of hedging towards it, but not ready to go there yet. Mm-hmm. So we had a chance, a great environment to just talk for a few minutes.
Right. And I think it was, and I think a lot of times seniors and families, it's a very unthreatening atmosphere to be at the mall, going booth to booth, just kind of gathering info. So I think it was great. I think we're going to tweak a few things for next year, but overall, I definitely was very pleased with the result.
Yeah, the traffic was great. Mm-hmm. I think subsequent years, it's going to get even better as people get used to the idea.
Right, more familiar. Yeah.
And see the value of the number of vendors you had there, mm-hmm. where you can really see a lot of people in one stop.
Yeah, and you know, I actually was at Safeway checking out yesterday, and the gentleman in line goes, are you Sharon Clark? And I said,
why?
I'm curious. Yes. And he said, I love your show. And how was the event at the mall? so he recognized me and then had listened to the show and asked me about the mall. And I said, oh, it was great.
That's
cool. So that was fun.
Yeah.
So, and I want to let you all know too, like the reason I wasn't on the air last week, and Rich, you know, this is that my brother-in-law had a stroke, at age 47. So I've been supporting my sister a lot through this process, and he's down in Chico. They were actually in Magalia when he suffered the stroke in the middle of the night, and life flighted him down to Enloe, and it was a brainstem bleed, tissue bleed, and on those brainstem tissue bleeds, there's really not surgical. You can't go into the brainstem. You hope it quits bleeding, is basically.
Wow.
So it quit bleeding, and he stabilized, and then he fell. Got confused and got out of bed and started bleeding again, but now it's stopped bleeding. And so now he has a 24-hour person the hospital has assigned him because with this cognitive issue, you know, he's not realizing he can't get up yet.
Right, right.
But he's in rehab now. It's been a week in rehab, and he's walking with assistance. He's eating. The good news is that he is completely, as far as like his memory and cognition, he's all there. It's the reasoning skills that he's not quite getting. Like, they asked him what his goals were for rehab, and he goes, I want to be able to flip a burger, start my chainsaw, and get on the roof, not walk across the room.
Yeah.
You know, you got to love it, right?
Yeah. So, he's 47 years old.
Yeah, so he's not thinking, you know, and even in the rehab facility, you know, they're used to dealing with like an 80-year-old.
Right.
You know, and so here's this young guy, and he's like a 6'2", burly guy. Huge long beard, you know, and
well, sure,
so,
he's up in Magalia. He does have to have a beard.
That's right. So and he has some double vision, so they have him wearing an eye patch. So here you got this 6'2", 47-year-old with an eye patch, looks like, you know, a pirate because that helps the double vision. So I've been really back and forth to Chico a lot. In fact, the stroke happened, you know, right before the event. I ended up missing some. I think the event was on Friday. Wednesday night, I think it happened. Anyway, I ended up going down there the day before and being there for my sister. And so many of you have reached out to me. So thank you for your thoughts. And you know, the good news is he's very young. It's stable now. We're hoping the body absorbs that blood back and it takes the pressure off the brainstem. And we're going to ride his ass, make sure he gets back to where he was supposed to be because. He's only 47, and yeah. we need him back. So anyway,
wow, life can change so quickly.
Oh my gosh! And you know, it's interesting. One of the things that's been so interesting for me is being in the rehab with him because we're kind of taking turns, and watching all these therapies. And, you know, I oftentimes have my clients, I'm dealing with PT.
Correct.
And I've not seen speech therapy and occupational therapy happening because by the time they get home, they're kind of through a lot of that. So really, I mean, I'll thank him later. I'm actually learning a lot about swallowing and speech therapy. And there's speech therapy isn't just about talking. It's about the swallowing and aspirating and all of these muscles that in his face that have been compromised. If he doesn't swallow properly, he'll get pneumonia. Aspiration pneumonia. And so this is a whole other part of this stroke, which is what basically killed Christopher Reeve, was pneumonia.
Right.
So this aspirating of food. And so the speech therapy is working with him on these different sayings that you say and different vocal cords and all of this. And again, a lot of times by the time the client makes their way home, they've been through all this process. And we're more worried about mobility and keeping them safe at that point. But I've been able to watch him go through all the speech therapy, and he's on like nectar thick liquids and having to clear his throat and take swallows in between and all these kinds of things. So at the end of the day, I'm actually learning a lot that I think can be useful to my clients down the road. So it's been quite a journey.
Isn't it absolutely crazy, all the things we just assume that we're going to do, like swallowing and talking, and one little thing,
right.
It's not little, but one little thing takes all those
yeah.
things that we never think about away from us.
It is, and you know, and the gal, it was so interesting in therapy, she said, she showed us this chart, and she's like, so speech therapy is like the neck up. So speech therapy is talking, swallowing, breathing, clearing your throat, facial movements, because he's got some droopiness on his left side, vision. So, and then occupational therapy is neck to waist. So you're dealing with dressing yourself, feeding yourself, you know, brushing your teeth, all of that. And then, of course, PT is like waist down. And so just to learn all of these different kinds of therapies and how they're going to, you know, work with him, and some of them overlap a little bit. But I've been just very intrigued and to watch his progress. And one of the things that one doctor said to us, which I thought was great advice, is don't measure his progress daily. It's weekly. Because as with a lot of recovery, his PT might be great one day, but his speech suffers because he's too tired. Or his occupational therapy might be great one day, but PT suffers. So it's easy. It's like you feel like we're great here, and then we're taking a backslide here. We're great here, but week to week.
Look at the curve.
Yes.
Look at the curve.
Yes, average it out. So he's been there a week today. So last week when he got there, he couldn't take any steps, and now he's walking 50 feet. You know, and so it's like looking at that and looking at how far he's come and all of that. So it's been a game changer for my family.
Right.
You know, it's a game changer. And again, you know, we feel like he's gonna bounce back from this, and we're gonna make sure that he does and has every opportunity to. But it's been kind of funny, the nurses in there, you know, dealing with the 47-year-old.
Has it kind of hammered home what you do?
Absolutely.
What your organization
yeah,
does.
Yeah, I mean, really, you know, you think about caregiving and what my sister's doing, and I'm prepping her. They're actually working on the house they were in to be sure it has handicapped bathrooms.
I was just going to ask you, do they have, because I deal with that all the time with
yeah.
seniors when they start talking about a reverse mortgage, what do they have to do to make
right.
their home livable as they get older?
Right. And so here she is at, you know, they were actually in a home that his mother owned, and they were fixing it up to sell it. And fortunately, she said, take it off the market, retrofit it for my son, and you guys stay there as long as you need to stay there. And so, but
wow.
again, on top of her wanting to be down at the rehab facility to be sure he's being taken care of, she's trying to hire people to get this work done.
And that's hard and under its own.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so we're dealing with all of that. So, but to your point, Bob, definitely I'm learning. And again, when I'm sitting in the room with him, the staff's like, you've got some knowledge here. Like, they can just tell, like, you know some stuff, you know. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I own a home care agency, because they can just tell. Like, I'm
yeah.
asking the questions and stuff like that. So, but we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Rich and I are going to dive into reverse mortgage, advantages, disadvantages, benefits, questions, misconceptions, because it's a great product, but not for everybody.
Correct.
So we're going to talk a lot about reverse mortgage when we come back with more Generations Talk Radio. Stay tuned right after this.
Got it together, didn't we? I swear.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The following is an encore presentation of a previously broadcast Generations Talk Radio from May 23rd, 2018.
By the moon and the stars.
Welcome back to Generations Talk Radio. I am your host, Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. My guest in studio today is Rich Pennell from Vitech Mortgage Group. So, Rich, how did you end up at Vitech? What's your background? Let's start there.
Okay, so 1982, moved to Reading.
I was 12.
I wasn't. So, 82, moved to Reading, opened a business. Everybody comes to Reading, either has to go to work for the government or open their own business.
That's right.
pretty much what it is.
Yeah.
Spent next 25 years in the printing business, transitioned out of that in my 60s, did a couple things after that, did a lot of movement down to Sacramento in the Bay Area for clients and consulting, small business stuff, and eventually got to the point where I didn't want to travel a lot anymore. So I was doing some executive coaching with a guy in the mortgage business, and I asked him what it would be like to get in the mortgage business, and that was 2013, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you'd love it. You like people, you're good with numbers, all that kind of stuff. So I went through my testing, took about 6 months, got licensed, started in the mortgage business. My very first loan that was handed to me to do in the mortgage business was a reverse purchase in a rural, in a area in Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
Couple sold their home here and wanted to move to Southern California. So they handed me the loan and said, go for it, guy. And That's the toughest loan in the business to do.
Because you can buy it with a reverse, right?
Yes, you can buy
there's
a home.
There's a way to do that. I've heard of it.
Yes,
yeah.
You can downsize. You can right size. You can do a lot of things.
So that was your first loan, was they were buying a house with a reverse mortgage.
Yeah, in Santa Maria.
Right.
So they packed everything into a 40-foot trailer and took off. And then we found out that they had a bunch of rental properties. So we had to have the leases from the rental properties to prove their income levels. Long story short.
Yeah.
It was a 60-day.
You got thrown in the deep end of the pool.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And they tied weights to my feet.
Yeah.
So got through that one. Continued doing a few reverses as it went along, but it was doing mostly forward mortgages, mm-hmm. which is what everybody hears about. When you go out and buy a house, you put 20% down, and you get a mortgage. You make mm-hmm. a payment on it every month. But all during this period of time, I was picking up a reverse mortgage and eventually became knowledgeable about the product line. So a couple of years ago, I was working for a company called Bank Home Loans,
mm-hmm.
and they are Bank of California, and they had a whole reverse division doing about 300 reverses a year in Southern California and a little bit into Northern California. So I went to work, transitioned into that part of their company full time, and started doing reverses full time. Shortly after, a year and a half after I started with that company, and 6 months after I started doing the reverses full time, they sold the mortgage division to a company. Didn't work out for – actually, our whole branch, it didn't work out mm-hmm. for. So we moved over to a company called Vitech Home Mortgage, which is out of Sacramento. They've been around since 1989. Kind of funny because 89 was the year that reverse mortgages were actually signed into law by President Reagan.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So just a side
now,
light there.
They do forward and reverse?
They do forward and reverse. Okay. Locally, we have a total of seven loan officers. I'm the only one that does reverses. That's all I do. I don't do any forward mortgages. So my specialty is reverses.
Mm-hmm.
In the last 6 months, I studied for and received my CRMP, which is a certified reverse mortgage professional. There's 160 of us in the nation. Of all the thousands of loan officers,
mm-hmm.
There's only 160 of us that have done the work to get this designation. So what I do, what I love to do, is the reverse mortgages, because I get to show people how they can have a better life in retirement.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what I love, and we talked about this when you were on briefly before the Healthy Aging Fair, is, and I have in the past on other radio programs I've hosted, had reverse mortgage guys on, and I'm sure there's women that do it too, but I haven't met one. But I like it that you'll turn people down.
Yeah.
I think it's important, and I'll turn people down in my business. I think it's important to have the ethics and whatnot to be able to say, you know, we're not the right agency for you. This is not the right thing for you. And that takes, you know, you got to have a backbone, and you got to have some ethics and some integrity to go, hey, your goals and what you're wanting are not reasonable for what I can provide for you.
That's absolutely true.
You know, and to be able and I know reverse mortgage is expensive.
It is.
And you want to be sure that it's the right product for people.
Right. While there's very little out of pocket cost for a reverse mortgage to the client, actually, it's rolled into the mortgage, mm-hmm. those upfront costs. But if you're going to have the reverse mortgage for less than 2 years, that lady in South Reading about a year ago, in our conversation, in our educational process that we go through with reverse mortgages, she mentioned that she was planning to move down with her kids in Texas in 2 years, and this was just a bridge to get her to that point.
Mm-hmm.
That's the perfect example of it's not right for you, because the upfront costs that you pay, regardless whether you keep it for 5 years or 100 years, is there. It's the
mm-hmm.
same number.
Right.
So 2 years is too much. She was much better off going to a local bank and getting a HELOC, a line of credit,
mm-hmm.
to bridge that 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Then when she moved, she had her total equity left in her home that she could use for the move or whatever she decided to do when she got down to Texas. So that's just one of the small things that you have to be willing to do. It's not right for everybody.
Yeah, and so when you're meeting with people, you're kind of going through their goals and their life and where they see themselves and kind of digging deep into that to be sure that this is the right thing for them.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, yeah. are there kids here? Do they see themselves staying in their home? What kind of repairs does it need? You know, where is it located? Does it make sense for them to stay there?
Yeah.
I imagine you're kind of doing all of that in your process.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
I always visit with my clients. Usually the first time that we talk with a client after the initial phone call is a visit to their home.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see what the home looks like. I want to see if there's going to be repairs before FHA will give us a pass on the appraisal. But more importantly, I want to find out what they're like.
Mm-hmm.
If I see a couple and husband can't go up and down stairs and they have a two-story home, I'm going to in that process mentioned to them that they could right size. They could get a single story home. A lot of us, our age, my age, don't want to deal with stairs. Not because we can't handle them, but because we're afraid sometime in the future we're going to take a tumble down the stairs, and that's going to end our life as we know it going forward. So I'm looking at all those things, and more importantly, I'm looking to see if they have any deep-seated. I had one lady that said, "I'm giving this house to my kids." And when I actually got a chance to talk to the kids didn't want any part of the house.
Sometimes this generation is a lot about inheritance, and I think that like with my generation, we're not going to have anything left. First of all, we're spending it. We're spending our future. We're all on credit, right? We're all doing this, but we're also living longer. You know, we're not savers. We want everything right now. So I think this whole like passing on the buck a little bit, giving this inheritance thing, once this generation, our traditional old, passes away, I don't see the baby boomers having a lot to pass down either.
I've only talked to one person in the 2 years I've been doing this full time, where the kid actually said, "Yeah, I want this house," and it happened yesterday. That's the first
yesterday?
Time.
Oh, yesterday. Yesterday.
I haven't even met the principal yet. The subject of the potential, I talk with her grandson, and it's been a thing between him and his grandmother that he's going to move into this house someday. But it's crazy. He says he's going to have to completely remodel it. It was built 30 years ago by grandma and grandpa. He loves the home, but it's not right for him and his wife and his small child today. But that's the only time I've ever heard of some offspring downline actually going to move into the house. Most of the time it's, I'm going to give the keys to a local realtor. They're going to sell the house, and they're going to split the money up between the five kids.
Well, right. I had a house that, I mean, it had, I mean, this is the craziest house that in my almost 15 years in business, but it had orange shag carpet, like
1960s.
The deep shag, right? Yeah. All and even into the bathroom and around the bathtub, like it went up the sides of the tub and like in around the tub.
Oh, how lovely!
Right? and you know, a lot of paneling. And this house, and it was like, I thought, and so the kids were like, whatever we need to do to keep him here. But none of them, I mean, they were just like, who's going to want this? I mean, they're going to have to, it's a full gut.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
It was definitely like stuck in time. Yeah. And sometimes, and sometimes even the ovens are super small and built in to where you couldn't even put like an, you know, so there's a lot in these. Yeah, you're right. The kids are just like, you know, mom and dad, we don't care. Stay there.
Right.
It's your money.
Stay as long as you can.
Yeah.
Spend every dime you have. Leave me a City of Reading utility bill that I'll pay after you're gone,
That's right.
But other than that, run out of money at the same time.
Yeah, definitely. It's like you saved it for a rainy day, and the rainy day's here.
Right.
You know, I struggle with that with some clients, too. It's like they don't want to spend the money on home care, but the kids are driving over every day, and the parents feel bad that the kids are doing the care, and the kids have their own kids they're dealing with. But they struggle with spending the money because they want to leave it for the kids. But it's like, they're like, mom, dad, the best thing you can do is hire someone to help you so I have peace of mind.
Right.
And I'm not here all the time.
Well, and it's an absolute generational thing. Our parents, my mom, took care of my great-grandmother for the last 15 years of her life. And so when mom got older, she thought that was the transition. But mom and dad retired in their 60s.
Right.
Dad worked for the post office. He had a retirement a defined pension program that was never going to run out. Mom got that check the last month that she was alive, 30 years after my dad retired from the post office. We don't have that anymore. 401ks are not going to last forever. You know, as you said earlier, we're chatting before the show, financial planner can tell you exactly how much money you can draw out of your 401k if you can tell him when you're going to pass away.
Right. I mean, it's like we don't know.
We don't know. So
no one has the crystal ball.
So the bridge is absolutely a reverse mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
It can be used so many ways. And it's one of those things where it has to be planned for. Mm-hmm. And I hate to see people that have reached the end of the rope. They've got $10,000 left in the bank. They have $1,500 a month in coming in Social Security between the two of them. And
they need home care, and they need
A bunch of stuff.
24-hour care.
Or maybe they don't need anything. Maybe they're super healthy, but they're worried that within the next couple of months, they might fall, they might break something. Mm-hmm. The medications maybe are getting more and more expensive as we go on because they have great medications out there now. The trouble is they cost a lot of money. So the people are looking at their things, their balances in their accounts dropping. And they wait until the very end to try to do something with it. Mm-hmm. And they're sitting on $200,000, $300,000 of equity in their home, And there's no reason for that.
Mm-hmm. What's the average timeline? Like, if you meet with them and it is right for them and you start the process, what does the timeline look like generally?
Well, that's the problem in dealing with seniors. Mm-hmm. It's probably the longest sales cycle I've ever seen in my career of 40 years in sales.
Mm-hmm.
Because they take their time getting things ready to go. There is some documents that have to be pulled together.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some decisions that have to be made. So we like to say once we get the package together, mm-hmm. we'll close the loan in 30 days, which is very similar to what you would do if you're going out to buy a home.
Mm-hmm.
We would close that loan in 30 days. But the cycle itself, from the first meeting to when that actually happens, sometimes is 60, 90 days.
Well, and I think for you, and we'll dive into this more after the break, but I think, too, it's their home.
Yes.
And a lot of people pride themselves on this purchase. It's their biggest purchase. They've paid it off.
That's the way they were raised.
Yeah,
you know, you're supposed to pay off your home before you retire.
Yeah, and then to maybe feel like they're pulling that money back out, it's a big decision for people. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about reverse mortgage. And I also want to talk about when people are deciding on this, if they're not here or they're looking at doing this, what kinds of questions should they be asking the gentleman or the lady they're working with?
Sure.
How do they vet that mortgage person?
Absolutely.
Too? We want to talk about that. We'll take a quick break and be right back with more Generations Talk Radio right after this.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is effective life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Chatham College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a Reading sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Generations Talk Radio on KCNR 1460. This show was originally broadcast on May the 23rd, 2018.
Welcome back to Generations Talk Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Clark. Good music, Bob. That's a good one. If you want to call us with any questions, you feel free to do so at 605-4567 or jump into the chat room. Bob's checking it out at kcnr1460.com. My guest this morning is Rich Pinnell with Vitek Mortgage Group. So, Rich, one of the things that I think in any industry people have to be careful about is trusting the wrong person. And financially, you know, this is a financial transaction.
It is.
That's really important to be sure that you're vetting the company you're working with, the consultant you're working with. So if someone's looking into this, into reverse mortgage, let's say their parents are out of the area, they haven't talked to you because you're amazing and we know you're great, but let's just say they're working with someone else. What kinds of things should they look for to be sure that they're working with the right person? What would you say?
That's huge for me. And obviously, I jumped into this full time a couple of years ago, leaving the forward side of the business, and which can be more lucrative. That's not why I do this.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest thing is, one, get somebody that only does reverses. It's a different product. Two, get somebody that'll come out and visit with your parents, not somebody that's going to do it over the phone. You know, we go back to Tom Selleck and the telephone call center someplace in Iowa, and you're not going to talk to Tom Selleck when you call
right.
that 800 number, right?
Yeah.
You're going to be talking to some 25, 30-year-old kid. And I'm sorry, but that's the reality of
right.
who works in call centers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to send you a package of stuff, and you're going to get to go through that stuff. Nobody's going to explain it to you as you're going through it. And you're going to have to try to figure out if this is the right product for you.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to come out and see your house and see if everything is up to snuff and if it's the right move for you.
Chat about your goals and long-term and all of that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I had a lady 2 years ago. She was saying that she wanted a lifetime income, and she was 83 years old. And we have lifetime incomes, and we have 10-year and 15-year term limits on the income that you'd get every month, right?
Mm-hmm.
She was trying to replace a job. She was working 32 hours a week at 83, and then taking care of her 3 acres of property when she came home in the afternoon.
Oh, goodness.
So she's
ready to retire.
Yeah. So I'm going, okay, so what do you think about 15-year term? You know, what's the longevity in your family? And she goes, well, my 89-year-old sister's moving in with me next week. She's moving up. She just sold her home down in Grass Valley, and she's moving up, and we're going to live together here in the house. So you're 98-year-old sister.
Okay.
So 15-year, just out the window, right?
Right.
So I arranged for a lifetime income for her because her life expectancy is probably well into her hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to pick up $1,200 a month. In lifetime income, and she never has to worry about that going away.
Mm-hmm.
The equity in the home doesn't matter if it runs out or not. That lifetime income is coming because it's guaranteed by FHA. So when you're talking with the counselor, with the loan officer that's going to do this deal for you, they have to have experience in the business. Before you can get my CRMP designation, you have to have been doing reverse mortgages for 3 years or have done 50 reverse mortgages. So you've got some background, you've got some experience, you know what the questions are to ask that nobody gave you a cheat sheet on, right?
Right.
So if you find somebody that's CRMP'd, credentialed, that's a great tool to know that they've gone through extensive background
mm-hmm.
checks. And we're talking Fed background checks, we're talking FBI background checks. They look at everything. They look at every county you've ever lived in. They look if there's any financial fraud claims in your background, all that
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. And then you go through some testing and some educational stuff. And it's not like an open book test that a lot of the industries have for their licensing process. This is a 2-hour test, and you aren't even given a sample test up front. You have to read all the regulations and know the regulations cold.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to get an 85% on the test to pass. So that's extremely important.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to them. Find out who they are. Are they going to come out to the house and look the house over? Are they going to talk to mom and dad about life goals, and is this the right house?
Right. Well, and the thing is, like the Tom Selleck thing, the call center, they're not going to turn you down.
Oh, no. They're going to take everybody.
Right.
And
they're going to take everybody.
They work on the numbers thing. And if you call one of those centers and you get the call center thing and you decide not to do it, they're going to take your name and your phone number and your contact information and sell that lead to somebody else that's then going to come out and try to sell you again on the process,
mm-hmm.
contact you and try to sell
mm-hmm.
you again. I would guess 75% of the reverse mortgages, and this is not fact, this is a guess on my part, but I would guess 75% of the reverse mortgages are done through a call center or never meeting the person.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's 25% of us that actually do the work.
Well, and I think part of the misconception with this is that some people it wasn't right for them and they did it. And then they're saying, oh, I should have never done that reverse mortgage. And that's what we hear.
Right.
When it really was that they didn't vet the people, it wasn't explained to them properly, whatever. So then we have people that are afraid of it because they hear from that 75% that some of those people that maybe it wasn't the right thing.
Exactly.
Right. And so we don't hear, oh my gosh, it was the best thing I ever did.
We hear that my Aunt Mabel's cousin down the street lost her home because
right.
she had a reverse
right.
mortgage.
Right. Which you can live in it. So one of the things is it you have to spend at least one night there a year or?
Well, basically you have to be living in the home. It has to be your home. The way I relate that to people is if you can stay in the home one day a year, go home for Thanksgiving. You know, if you're in a rehab facility because you fell down, broke your hip or whatever it was, as long as you can go home one day a year.
Right.
But more importantly, as long as you're receiving, that's your legal residence,
right.
you're receiving your mail there. The way they find out if you're living in the home is they send the lender sends you a letter. It says, you're still living in the home?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't send the letter back, they send another letter. And the third letter is a registered letter.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they find out. They don't come out to the house. The things you have to do with a reverse mortgage. Reverse mortgage is just like a forward mortgage that has the most flexible payment terms in the world. You don't have to make a payment unless you want to. You can, but you don't have to. The only thing you have to do, pay your property taxes, pay your homeowner's insurance, and keep the house up. So if the city red tags your house because the weeds are 12 feet high in the front yard and it's a dangerous place to go into, that could trigger somebody contacting you and say, you know, you need to cut the weeds down. But other than that, property taxes, homeowner's insurance, and that's all you have to do to stay in your home for as long as you want.
And if someone does the reverse mortgage, let's say they live there for a year or so, they are doing the 15-year term, and they pass away, the kids have the option to pay that off and get the home, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So it could still stay in the family. If somebody does want the house and they're like, okay, mom pulled out 50 grand, I want to pay that 50 grand back. So you can put that – is that something you set up when you do the reverse? The kids want first right of refusal?
No,
they want
it's automatic.
Okay.
It's an FHA non-recourse loan.
Mm-hmm.
So what that means is when mom and dad or whatever are no longer living in the home, the lender wants to be paid back the interest that they've been earning on this loan for the last whatever number of years it is. So the lender is going to say, you have 6 months, Mary and Jimmy, to pay off mom's loan. And decide what you're going to do, whether you're going to keep it, sell it, whatever. But your estate owns that home. The home never goes to anybody else except you and your estate. So the idea that the bank is going to steal your home, it just isn't true.
Right.
Your
home is still in your estate plan.
Exactly. So the beauty of it is it's a non-recourse loan. So 20 years from now, we're in a bad real estate market again, and you owe more money on the home than it's worth. Your estate doesn't have to worry about it. They can literally mail the keys back to the lender. They can buy the home for appraised value, actually 97% of appraised value, or they can sell on the open market. Whatever they want to do, they get to do. If there's value left in the home, the estate keeps the value. The lender does not get any piece of that value.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to pay off is the statement you get every month from the lender that says you owe this much on the loan. That's what the payoff is.
Yeah, and I think that's the misconception.
It's a huge misconception.
To me, that's what I hear the most of is – the bank owns my home and they can kick me out.
Nope.
That kind of thing. Like I've had enough experience with this to know that you can live there till you die. You can suck all the money out and have nothing left and still keep living there.
Yep.
Right.
Absolutely true.
You know?
And this gets back to what you asked about the kids. Well, how do they protect mom and dad?
Mm-hmm.
I'll sit there, look you in the eye and tell you, you're never going to lose this home unless you want to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the difference between somebody sitting in a call center talking to you and somebody coming out to your home and sitting with you on the sofa and going through the numbers and making the difference. So the decision is the right one. Because the decision for somebody, the lady I saw that was been looking at a reverse mortgage for 10 years, she's getting closer. It's still not the right decision for her because she has plenty of income because she's a retired teacher.
Mm-hmm.
But she recognizes the fact that she's not living the way she wants to.
Mm-hmm.
Her friends are going and doing things and she's not able to. And it's because of money.
What do you think is the most common scenario that people are doing it for? Is it to pay medical bills? Is it to pay for caregiving? Is it to pay for travel? What is the most common reason you find that people are making this decision?
The younger people, the 62-plus that I talk to, are usually trying to pay off a forward mortgage to get rid of that payment. So their retirement income will track with them as they move through life.
Mm-hmm.
When I talk with older people in their late 70s, there are usually things they want to do in their home. So they're going to pull some money out to fix up something mm-hmm. because they haven't remodeled in the last 15 years, right? So that's another thing. And then there's always the component of I need more income. I'm living on $1,200 a month of Social Security, and it just isn't getting it anymore because $1,200 a month 20 years ago when I retired was okay. Now it's not. And so they want monthly income, or mm-hmm. they want a line of credit so when the car needs tires, they don't have to put on a credit card and then spend the next 6 months trying to pay it off.
Right.
So I guess the answer to your question is there's no normal
answer, really.
There isn't, because each decision is so personal. Mm-hmm. Sometimes one of the members of the family is not doing as well health wise as the other member, and either one or both of them are going, Am I going to go away, and is my wife going to lose my Social Security, and is she going to then be in real trouble?
Right.
I need to replace that Social Security that I'm going to give away. I'm going to be when I'm gone, it's mm-hmm. going to be gone. I need to replace that Social Security now, or I need to make sure she has a line of credit. You see where my brain goes. It's always the guy's responsibility
right,
to make sure
right.
there's plenty of income. Different generation.
That's right.
You know, it's who I talk to mm-hmm. out there in the community. My generation has a whole different – we weren't around during Depression, so we have a different look on money. My parents will live through the Depression, and that changed their whole outlook on life.
Yeah.
Before my mom passed away, which was a couple years ago at 92, she had cans of food in her apartment over at Hilltop.
I think I might have worked with her because I have a lot of clients like that.
Yeah,
the potatoes are growing the strings out, and they're like, well, we just cut those off.
Yeah,
and we'll cook those potatoes.
Exactly. And yet there's a dining room upstairs. They know they're getting three meals a day, but they live during the Depression.
Right. It matters now.
It matters.
Yeah, to have that backup plan.
As you can tell, looking at me, I've never missed a meal. And I grew up in a generation that didn't miss meals. And we weren't a wealthy family. My dad worked for the post office. My mom worked for small businesses. We had a different thing. My dad retired from the post office after 35 years. I talked to people a lot that got that same scenario, either with themselves or with their parents. I found out that I wasn't going to work in one business in my 20s.
Yeah.
And I just assumed when I went to work that I was going to do the same thing as my dad, go to work someplace and live there forever. It's not the way it is now.
No.
And these people, because of that, the people that are now in their 60s, 70s, and 80s, have a different look at pensions and the amount of money they have left and whether they should be spending their kids' inheritance,
right.
i.e. the equity in their home.
Right.
Drives
right.
me up the wall, yeah. but I keep my mouth shut.
Well, we're going to take a quick break and come back for our final segment with Rich. Stay tuned for more Generations Talk Radio right after this.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Hi. this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You are listening to an encore presentation of Generations Talk Radio. This episode was originally broadcast on May the 23rd, 2018.
Welcome back to Generations Talk Radio. Thanks for joining us today. We are here every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. live, also streaming live at kcnr1460.com. Feel free to give us a follow on Facebook at Generations Talk Radio, and I'm announcing there either the night before or the morning of who my guests are, so you can join us. And we also archive all of our shows at generationstalkradio.com. So if you ever hear a show that you want to share with somebody or listen to again, or you can't listen to the whole show, feel free to visit generationstalkradio.com and you can listen to it there. My guest this morning is Rich Pinnell from Vitech Mortgage Group, and we've been discussing everything reverse mortgage. I want to tell you the best success story that I ever heard about reverse mortgage. And this is a little bit of a repeat because when Rich was on right before the Healthy Aging Fair, I told this story, but I want to say it again if you didn't hear it. So I was on a shuttle at the airport going to long-term parking, which now I just park in the garage. I don't even, I was younger and didn't want to spend the $16 a day to get in the garage, which I'm happy to do now.
Yeah.
But I was going out to the long-term parking lot and the gal was, and I don't know how it came up, but they had just returned from a trip to Disney World. And she said, and she was a younger gal, probably in her late 60s. And she said, I did a reverse mortgage and I wanted to take my family and spend their inheritance with them. So she did the reverse mortgage and she flew all of her kids, all of her grandkids, all of their significant others, girlfriends, boyfriends, whatever. They hired a travel agent. They did this huge, it took like a year to plan, where they flew them all into Orlando. They did a Disney cruise and then they spent some time at Walt Disney World and they had all of their rooms in a row. They had all the shuttles lined up, all the airports, all the flights coming in. And she said she was sitting on this cruise ship by the pool watching her great-grandchildren or grandchildren enjoy this time with her instead of leaving them each $5,000.
Exactly.
That they're like, oh, that was from our grandma and grandpa, and they live in North Carolina, and she's in California, right? That we didn't see them that often, but here's my $5,000. Instead, she got to watch them and have this experience and take the pictures, and some of these kids had never flown before and been on a vacation like this. And so I thought, and I, you know, we always think of all these practical reasons why people might do a reverse mortgage.
Absolutely.
But this was like, and she goes, we have money, but we didn't want to pull out of what we had. So we just did this and we want to live in our home and it's a nice place and we don't ever want to move, but we wanted to spend this time with our family and do this amazing trip. And so that's one of the things they did.
I hear those, you know, we'd like to do something special or we have a grandchild getting married next year, but we're not sure if we can go to the wedding. And they're sitting on equity in their home.
Mm-hmm.
But if they go to the wedding, they're going to have to max out their credit cards and then pay it off over the next 5 years.
And on that fixed income, like you've said,
it's tough to do.
Yeah, and I mean, I just think like when I come across clients, you know, when you've retired and you've worked hard and you have this fixed income and everything's going up as it does, and they're struggling.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I think you've worked hard your whole life. You retired appropriately. You've paid your bills. You've done your stuff, and now you know your medications. Yeah. Are going up or whatever, your home needs repairs. And I just feel bad. Like, you know, I want you to spend it,
yeah.
You know, have some wiggle room every month where you can go out to dinner or go to the casino and blow $50 on the slots or whatever you want to do with it. But
one of the questions I try to ask sometime in that initial interview process is, are you ever turning down your friends when they call and want to go out to dinner because you want to find out which restaurant they're going to see if it's in the budget for you? Or you're just flat not going because you know it's going to be $100 and... You know, when I was younger and you took the family out to dinner, you could eat dinner at a relatively nice restaurant for $40.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can't take two people out for $100 if you have a glass of wine with
dinner. Right.
It's just the nature. Mm-hmm. My kids doesn't bother them to spend $150 on dinner because that's what they grew up with. They're used to it, mm-hmm. right? I'm not. That pull that $100 out of my wallet. The wallets come out with it. But the people that sit on their home value. And then don't do what they need to do. But the very fact that they got to retirement age with the home paid off, savings in the bank, 401ks, and pensions is the exact reason why they don't want to tap that equity in their home.
Right.
So there's a conversation
that
has to say, you know, it's okay.
It doesn't mean you're irresponsible. It doesn't, because I think there's something to be said for this generation with home ownership.
Yeah.
That was not afforded to everybody. You know, my generation, you know, I'm 48. I own a home. My parents owned a home. My grandparents owned a home. But I think, you know, again, this Depression era generation, you know, once you owned a home that somebody couldn't take from you.
That was a big deal, yes.
Right?
Yep.
But we like buy and sell and move and rent and lease and everything else. The home doesn't necessarily give me more stability because I own it or not.
You don't want the anchor of the home sometimes.
Sometimes.
So you have flexibility.
My accountant said you need to buy a home.
Yeah.
So you need to write off.
That was part of it.
But, you know, the other thing I think is great is that, you know, you're in your early 70s, and I think there's a connection to that you really get where people are. You've watched your parents age. You've seen their challenges and struggles.
Absolutely.
You could not be working, but you choose to. But you're relatable to this age group. In that way, which I think is something you have going for you, too, that you're not like some 30-year-old trying to go, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
You know, you're like going, I really do get it.
Yeah.
You know, in a way
I'm living it with them.
Yeah.
And all of us in my age group, some of us are healthy, some of us aren't. But if we're blessed with good health and the ability to work and you want to work, why not work and then get to do something that you enjoy doing and actually helping people instead of just, I know, I could sell almost anything. Been in sales all my life, and I could go out and do that kind of thing. But now I found something that I'm relatively good at, that I've been able to learn, and I get to go visit with these people that have these stories. And believe me, these meetings I have, they could happen in 30 minutes, and they normally go hour and a half,
well, Rich,
2 hours.
I was just telling a couple this week that one of the clients that I had a couple years ago was a test pilot. Okay. So he literally would get in the plane and see how far he could fly it before he had to ditch it, right? And I'm like, I don't know what OSHA charged this company, but so I would go out to his house to visit him, and he had replicas of every plane he ever flew, and some of them weren't even, you know, produced.
Yeah.
Because he had to ditch out. But he goes, my wife had a glass of wine waiting for me every day when I came home, because that I came home was a good thing.
Yeah.
Right? And so, like, these are the stories that we hear. You get out there with some of these folks. And I was with a client one time, and General Patton's granddaughter called him while I was there. And he had told me that he knew her, and she called him while I was there because he had a medal that he had misplaced or something, and she wanted to be sure he got a replacement medal. So I'm talking, and so, you know, again, like, we are so privileged to be around this generation of people. Like, yes. I feel like at times I'm sitting there and I just, like, I could write a book, you know, about
these stories,
all the amazing.
All the things that these people have done, and
and conquered and been through. I mean, women that lost husbands, women that lost babies, you know, the generation of women, how powerful and strong they were to survive things that, you know, as women, we don't, you know, die in childbirth or generally lose babies in childbirth anymore. We don't get scarlet fever and lose a baby or lose a husband in the war, lose two husbands, you know.
Yep.
So.
No, it's amazing generation to talk to.
It is. Well, thank you for joining me today.
Well,
it's been so great.
Thank you for having me come in.
Before we close out the show, why don't you give out your contact info for those that are interested?
Yeah, the easiest way to get a hold of me is on my cell phone. I know a lot of us seniors don't use cell phones. I live by mine. It's 530-941-4130. You can also reach me at my office phone, which is 530-768-5557. I will promise you I will call you back the same day you call.
And it's Vitek Mortgage Group. And if you forget any of that, you can always reach out to me, and I'd be happy to get you in contact with Rich. Again, we are here every Wednesday at 9 a.m., and you can follow me on Facebook or Instagram at Generations Talk Radio. Thanks for joining us today. And remember, do not regret growing older. It is a privilege denied to many. Have a great Wednesday.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7.